Wayne Davis, welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Great to be with you.
Well, it's always great to talk Alabama football, but, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge to find people to talk Alabama football after a tough loss in Oxford, Mississippi. I'm glad you were able to help me out today.
Well, I tell you what, I know that the loss over in Ole Miss was a big loss, but games like this that was played, you can't wait until the next practice to get out and try to get better.
No doubt. And let me ask you, as you go back and look at where you learned the most about your football team and learned about a team that you were part of, you learn a lot about a team after a win. But what do you learn after a loss when you lose like you did against Ole Miss on the road?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that Coach Saban had it exactly right immediately after the game in saying, how are we going to respond? And I think this week of practice, what we've heard from campus so far, the Alabama team has really worked hard to eliminate mistakes. And I think that's just all part of the game. The season's not over. There's no need to panic. We're still going to play Alabama football.
If you could look at that team, and let's start on the offensive side of the football for a couple of minutes, because I think there's some complimenting that needs to happen. For one, we go back to A-Day, and we watched a performance by Blake Sims that I don't think anybody was happy with, including Blake Sims. But the 14 previous practices, he looked pretty good. He was able to something throughout the offseason. Lane Kiffin obviously worked with him, maybe some mechanics throughout fall camp. He was able to adjust that. And I have been pleased with the performance of Blake Sims. I'd like to know your thoughts about the performance so far from the young man.
No doubt about it. I think Blake has been confident in running the offense. And I think that comes from a particular area. And that is when your head coach, when all your coaches 100% confidence in you, and your confidence as a quarterback, as I said to the Birmingham News a few days ago, I think your confidence as a quarterback goes through the roof when you feel that your staff is behind you. And no doubt, I think Coach Saban and all the coaching staff is behind Blake. So his confidence is there. And when your confidence is there, you play a much better game.
What does Alabama need to do different on the offensive side of the football, or maybe just be able to go out and refocus and sort of put that Ole Miss game behind him? Where do you think Alabama needs to make some adjustments on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, as a young football team, offensively and defensively, I believe, I just going to have to focus. There's nothing like practice. Practice and hard work. You can't manufacture doing well. You have to go out and practice it and then carry it over into the game. I think the quarterback, the offensive line, and the receivers just have to continue to work hard. We have real good guys, great talent, I believe, and I think we have a quarterback in place now who is going to execute well for the rest of the year.
Let me go to the defensive side of the football. When you replace a guy like C.J. Mosley, I don't know if you were holding your breath, but he was getting very close to your record, and at times I thought he would get a little bit closer. He came up a several tackles short, but when you try to replace a guy like C.J. Mosley from last year's football team, you leave a void. Just like many of you great linebackers that left the university, you leave that open spot, and I want to see if maybe you can help us understand who do you think may be that next guy that can step in and be a leader for Alabama in the linebacker corps.
In reference to C.J., no doubt he's a great talent. Excellent football player, and as he got closer and closer to the record, I got more nervous, I tell you. I have to be honest about that. But going forward, I believe that we have to begin to prepare guys more and more. Bama normally has a signal caller in the middle, you know, running the defense, and I think we're going to have to begin to prepare more guys for that inside position. Trey Dupriest is doing a great job all the other linebackers are coming along, I believe. But we're going to have to continue to work hard because we are young there.
Do you see the potential in one of those upcoming linebackers to maybe take that next role? Because we've had a great run of linebackers here at Alabama. Do you see the potential?
Right. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I think we have the coaching staff in place, first of all, to bring that potential out of the present guys that we have there. So I'm not panicking about the linebacker position. Those guys are going to work behind the scenes in the individual meetings and practice, and they're going to begin to produce like Alabama linebacker have in the past, I believe.
You played with some great ones. Let me also, obviously, you played in the National Football League as well, but what was it really like being on the same team as Cornelius Bennett and all the other great linebackers that you played with?
I tell you, being on the team with Biscuit, Cornelius is one of the things that I always treasure, number one, because he was a talented linebacker. He was smart, quick, fast, to be so big. And it just only pushed you in practice and in games to become better yourself. So anytime you play with All-American, a former All-Pro, it just makes you better as a player, especially in the linebacker position.
Was he a vocal leader?
Cornelius, I would say he would fit somewhere there in the middle, because there would be times that he would be vocal, and then there would be times where he would be somewhat quiet. So he's right there somewhere in the middle, I believe.
Well, Wayne, there is a difference, right, between a vocal leader and a leader that just leads on the football team. Is there a difference between, because I look at Amari Cooper, and I know we've had the conversation the last couple of days, but Amari Cooper no doubt is the best player on the field, but he's a quiet Amari Cooper. He didn't say much, has a man of very few words.
I totally agree. There's a difference. I wasn't one to do the rah-rah and the hooping and hollering before games or during the games, but just let your actions speak for themselves. But then again, I don't take away from the guys who do that because that's the way of getting motivated. I can understand that. So I think we have to accept the vocal leader versus the non-vocal leader. You have to accept it, you know, with a grain of salt, because I think that fits both type of athletes.
As you've got a son that's coming up, and obviously he's going to be highly thought of, now he is currently highly thought of, and certainly will try to take that pedigree that God has given him, ability to play the game of football, and obviously learning a lot of skills from his father. And I had a chance to see him play a couple of weeks ago, and I was, my eyes were open because he's going to be a super player. When you sit down and you talk about it to your kids or your family members, what it was really like to take that crimson jersey and put it on and represent not just you, not just your family, but all the other previous players who have played the position or even on the field, and the future of Alabama football, where it was now or where it was 10 years later in 1992 and won a championship. What was it really like to wear the crimson jersey?
Well, I tell you, growing up in Alabama, just 25 miles west of Tuscaloosa, the tradition has always been something that I've known about. And having the honor of being recruited by Coach Bryant, of course, he passed away that January. I never got a chance to play for him, but I came in playing under Coach Ray Perkins. And one of the things I never will forget, our first meeting, all the locker rooms were then in the Coliseum there, and Coach Bryant walks into the room, and you could hear a pin drop. I knew then that this was a special place, and to put on the crimson jersey is something I'll always treasure. Being an Alabama football player, the tradition there at the school was absolutely amazing, and I'll remember that for the rest of my life. In reference to my son, Benjamin, of course, he grew up an Alabama fan. He knows about the Bama tradition, and I'm going to allow him to make his choice, however. But I am going to be pushing him to wear the crimson and white.
Well, I think obviously we will follow that and obviously love to see local young men that are able to be so successful in life. And I know he's got the guidance of his father being the all-time tackle leader at the University of Alabama going on to the National Football League. That would probably be a huge asset that a lot of young men don't have that opportunity because you've been through it. And sometimes the recruiting process can be very stressful for a 17, 18-year-old young man. And I know that the guidance of his father will be very beneficial to him.
Well, Benjamin is a smart young man. He listens well. You don't have to tell him twice. And he's really enjoying the process right now. But I think being one who's gone through the process before is definitely been a benefit to him. So he listens well, and he takes things to heart.
Wayne, are you retired completely, or what exactly do you – let me catch up with what you're doing now. What are you up to these days?
Well, having spent 20 years in Arizona, I moved back to Alabama 7 years ago, and I was called into the ministry. So I'm a pastor here in Gordo now. I've been pastoring the New Home Baptist Church for the last 7 years. So the Lord has called us into a greater work but I really look at it as being just another platform, you know, to spread the good news, to teach character, to teach integrity, and it's something that I look forward to doing for a long time.
Listen, we don't hide from our faith on this program. I understand that we're on a station that is a secular station out in the real world, but anytime we can promote our faith in Christ, we certainly do it here on this program, and we're not ashamed of it. So I appreciate what you do there in the Gordo community, and I know a lot of folks that live in Pickens County also appreciate the work that you're able to accomplish there in Gordo, and I really appreciate your time here tonight.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you allowing us to speak for a few moments, and we hope that thing goes well with you as well as the Crimson Tide.
Absolutely. Let's go beat the Razorbacks in Fayetteville and get a big win over Fayetteville, and I'm sure we'll talk down the road. Thank you again, Mr. Davis.
All right, let's do it, man. Take care.